Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, on, tell man. Me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it. Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
NBA trade deadline has come and gone. It's 3 o'clock, and the Hawks have made some moves. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As Mike and I have been analyzing what we think about the moves. And if you're going, Dukes and Bell, what's the moves? Jonathan Kuminga, Buddy Hield, coming over from Golden State, Mike. And they trade Luke Kennard. They're going to pick up Gabe Vincent in the process. So, you know, you get basically three new players. Porzingis is gone. If you're wondering, well, who they give up, Porzingis. And Mike had been saying this, and it's so funny because Steve Kuhn will join us tomorrow. As you even said it to the CEO of the Atlanta Hawks. Hey, are we going to trade Porzingis? And, of course, he was non-committal.
Not at this point. No, I'm not saying it's an impossibility. You know, we always said, look, the thing with Porzingis, you had a chance. We were excited about seeing him with Trey. We never got to see him with Trey. And then you begin to realize, hey, let's get him off the books, because if he plays out this season and walks, you get nothing for him. So they were able to leverage an expiring contract, unless the Golden State Warriors feel we've just been sandbagging with him and he's got 30 games in his, you know, in his body, plus playoffs.
Right.
And we'll see. But even if he does, good for him. So what? I like what we've got. If we can convince Kuminga to play defense and be happy to be in Atlanta. Buddy Hield's a good three-point sniper, right? So you've added some shooting off the bench, made Kennard kind of a non-starter at this point.
Yeah, I had a guy hit me up. He goes, Dukes, man, Buddy's going to play that Lemon Lou role. Okay, look, he is a guy that's 33 years old, career three-point shooter, is better than what he's been shooting it this year. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, Luke Kennard's been shooting it better than he has all season long. And so, I mean, you look at this move and you go, okay, what's the deal? As I said, I think there are levels to this, Mike, where you talk about whether Buddy's going to stick and stay. He's only averaging about 8 points a game. You know, the Gabe Vincent deal allows them to get and acquire an $11 million trade exemption, which was going to expire.
See, that's good for us.
It's a solid move. Now, that's something that most fans, guys, we're not thinking about. Hawks, it shows you the front office is going, hey, we got something that's about to spiral over here. We could use this. We need to go ahead and make this move so we can execute this.
And we spent some time in the first hour of the show talking about Kuminga not being down with Atlanta, or just his group, his team being surprised, his agent,
yeah,
that he was traded to Atlanta. Day-Day and Oren brought up the point, our producers, that he's got a good relationship going back with Ansi Saleh when he was with the Golden State Warriors. So Ansi knows him. And hopefully can convince him that this is good for him. And then hopefully Quinn can communicate that defense is also an important part of playing here, because we need some of that. But as you said, not really a guy that's going to shoot. He slashes to the basket. He's athletic as hell.
Yeah, no, he's going to shoot.
But is he going to make those shots?
Those are his strengths. I want to see him slashing and cutting to the basket, Mike. What I don't want to see is
ISO Kuminga.
I don't want to see that.
And that's part of what his problem has been out there with Golden State. Either way, I don't want to say, Mike, all that stuff carries over. We know guys go new places, and all of a sudden they get revitalized, and all of a sudden they, you know, maybe right. He looks like the guy that they gave a contract to just a couple of years ago when they were like, this young kid can be special. Because Golden State felt that way.
Only did a two-year deal, though, right?
Correct.
Right.
But that's normal, right? You do short deals to get in and out. Nobody, again, most of these NBA guys, they understand that.
What I read, he wasn't happy with the deals. That was a kind of a compromise. So, as we said,
it was.
My buddy Ricky, who's a big NBA OG, he lives in Miami. He goes, if Kuminga comes with his head screwed on straight, you guys got to steal.
It's a big if. It's a big if. I look, I'm not going to debate his athleticism. Y'all going to love him on the break.
Right.
Like on the break, he's flushing on people, he's doing special things in the lane. But the problem, again, is what kind of player are you and what kind of player do you think you are? And that is the problem. Steve Kerr was telling him, this is the kind of player you are.
Right.
He was playing like he thought he was the player that he thinks he is.
And that's where it got sideways.
That's where
it led
sideways.
To the drama. Right.
All right, man. Your thoughts are welcome, guys. We can talk about it because it is good. Mike and I, look, despite that, we're just giving you the pros and cons. It's good that the Hawks are doing something.
Right. I just, and the big debate, I've been begging for a month and being shut down by Day-Day. You know, no, we can have one thing, but we can't have the other thing. And the one thing is, we just simply hold on to, you know, the pieces we have. We'll pair some salary, you know, and keep plenty of room, and then we'll go get those draft picks and use them and go draft the future of the squad. I said, cool, but can we still try to improve the team to get out of this miserable play-in rut and also show your Hawks fans, your diehards, that you're also trying to do a little something-something this year? Yeah. And I like that.
I do, too. I do, too. Let me hear Shams Charania talking about this trade. This was him on ESPN when it all went down.
So after 4-plus seasons in the Bay, after being a lottery pick with the Warriors, they have traded away Jonathan Kuminga. His run in Golden State is over. And the Warriors, listen, they were simply ready to move on from him. They get a high upside big man. If Kristaps Porzingis can be on the floor, they're excited about him. They had targeted him for the last few months. And key note, they were actually teammates. Kristaps Porzingis and Al Horford back in Boston when the Celtics won a championship a couple of years ago. And Kuminga likewise has a lot of fans in that Hawks organization. They feel like there's a legitimate role for him under Quinn Snyder to really develop his game. He's still so young in his NBA career.
Look, and that's the positive outlook. The negative outlook is, again, that he is not committed to doing some of the things that he needs to get better at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you got to put it on the coaching staff. And, again, he's so young, I'm not willing to say his career is set. This is not a 33-year-old guy. He's a 23-year-old guy. And so you go, all right, Mike, there's a lot of growth there. But if he can ball the way potentially he could, and you're talking about a young Jalen and Dyson, right, and we've been talking about this, I don't know what the future looks like for Rishai Shea. And again, a guy asked me, he goes, is he a bust? No, I don't think Rishai Shea is a bust. Right. But you do need to be on the floor to get the experience right. You need.
But this gets back to all of a sudden it's like Mike Woodson. Like the rookies can't get the love. I mean, here we are, Rishai Shea in his third year in the NBA.
Yep.
And again, at some point we'll put a request into the Hawks to get Quinn Snyder on the show and ask him.
That would be great.
What do you need out of Rishai Shea that he's not giving you? Why are you seemingly from the outside looking in kind of limiting his minutes when it's crunch time when he's one of the better defenders you've got? Right? I mean, that's part of it. And, you know, you and I debated earlier this morning. We talked about it on our pre-show. That's on Twitch and YouTube. And I was saying, you know, did we blow it by not getting Sarr? And you brought up the great point. Remember, at the time, Sarr had spent time in Atlanta, didn't want to be here.
Didn't want to be here.
So that would have taken care of check the big off the box. He's not going to he's 17-7, and now will rotate presumably with Anthony Davis starting next year when Anthony Davis is healthy.
Or maybe he's the four and Anthony Davis is the five.
That's a nice front court.
Yeah, maybe I think they're going to both be on the floor. I don't know if off.
The Heat are the only team in the Eastern Conference that has not made a trade.
Which is a little surprising.
And a lot of folks thought they were going to try to come with a package for Giannis. The Bucks also said that, sorry guys, no sale, no deal. No tiki, no laundry. So you're not going to get Giannis here by the deadline. They'll have to negotiate in the offseason.
Yeah. I still don't think he's there for the long haul, Mike.
Nope. I think they're going to try to get a better deal. And it's crazy because, you know, guys are bellyaching that we couldn't get much more for Trey. Well, the Bucks are trying to get – obviously, they're trying to get the whole store for Giannis, and they have to.
Well, you mentioned the Zubac trade, and we're going to talk NFL coming up. Stay tuned. We'll get into the big game conversation, Super Bowl on the way.
And one guy's got former teammates ticked off.
Yeah, but I – you talk about what they gave up for Zubac. Two first-rounders?
That's rich.
It's rich. Like, that's part of – when these deals start going down and you're like, okay, well, what are you guys looking at? And you start saying, oh, I'm off two first rounders, and everybody's like, ooh, they hang up the phone. That's why this trade, the perceived value of what he was and what you could get for him, was just not realistic. But then you look at Zubats, Mike, and you know, you go, all right, is he a better player? No, it's about what teams, what they think is value, man. And, and you go, look, he's a big that can do a lot of different things for you. We're willing to do that. And I think it enhances them. I do. I think the Pacers, not this year, because again, they're not going to compete for a championship. But I think as they continue to build with Halliburton coming back, that's a nice piece.
And we were talking about Walker Kessler. One of our listeners brought it up, and Danny Ainge. And a day-day found the information, Oren, that the Jazz have no desire to move on from Walker. He's not even playing right now. But they're holding on to him as far as another big.
Unrestricted or restricted free agent? Restricted free agent next year? Okay. So.
All right. So. So we got Jock Lonsdale from down under. And so we got a body. We will try to presumably get, get our big and the point guard of the future in the draft. And now, we, as I said, man, never ever have I had will I be more glued to that ping pong balls in the lottery selection show than this year.
Man, it's very possible, man. I think our odds are good. I think it's a realistic possibility for us to finally maybe get that number one overall pick where, Mike, you feel confident. No disrespect to Rishai Shea, but again, you said it. If that pick was Wimby, we'd feel completely different about it. We're going to get to the Tom Brady stuff here coming up. We'll get into a 4th-and-1. Day-Day and what's on his mind as well on the way, as we've been talking about all the NBA trades. And we're going to run them down for you, at least the big ones, because the deadline is done. So that means whatever the Hawks have done, they're done. There will be no more deals for anybody else. All right, let's get to 4th-and-1.
It's time for 4th-and-1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So the GOAT says he doesn't have a dog in the fight. You believe him? Apparently his former teammates don't, Mike, because now he's being criticized by guys who played with Tom Brady saying, man, what are you doing? You telling me you're not rooting for the Patriots? Is Brady being very PC in this situation, or do you believe that he doesn't have a dog in this fight?
Well, I think he's trying to be diplomatic, you know. Maybe he's also trying to distance himself from the Patriots so he gets a first ballot Hall of Fame vote. I was a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Patriots? My MVP's? No. Yeah, I mean, Deflategate? No, I nothing to do with that. So, that's called tongue-in-cheek. We're just being silly. But it is interesting because, you know, Tom, I mean, how can you be objective and say you're not pulling for the Patriots? You're a minority owner of the Raiders, for crying out loud. You can't even do the interviews during the week with your Fox gig because they've precluded you because of your ownership involvement with the Raiders. So why not just say, of course, I'll always have a soft spot for the Patriots. But he didn't, and now some Patriot players are getting really angry about it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I get why Vince Wilfork, who, again, doesn't hold back, is like, no, man, I don't buy it. You do have a rooting interest. Speaking of the Patriots, Mike Vrabel did address the Patriots being the underdogs in this Super Bowl. Here's what he said.
Well, somebody has to. I don't think we dislike it. Again, that's not anything that's ever affected us, I don't think. I don't think we set out to necessarily worry about those types of things. I'm excited to be here and with this football team.
Okay.
All right, man.
Underdogs.
Yeah, man. Look, you're going to play that card. Everybody does it from high school on, right? They don't respect us. Okay, and it sounds silly, but it always seems to fuel the fire. We talked about Tom Brady, and you mentioned there's guys that are upset. One of the guys upset is one of the linebackers, Spillane, is upset. Robert Spillane talking on Media Day going, thought it was ridiculous, and I lost a lot of respect for Tom. So guys are getting upset. Teddy Bruschi, I can't agree with Tom on that because, you know, we talked about it. The Patriots' older players, it's like the mob. It's like Omerta, right? The vow of silence. You don't go against the family. And Tom, by not saying, well, yeah, of course I'm rooting for the Patriots, just seems kind of a bit silly. I don't have a dog in the fight in this one. May the best team win, Tom said on SiriusXM.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I just feel like, again, with all the things he's got going on, he doesn't want to feel like, you know, he's and by the way, if he did say, I'm all in.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
And for the Patriots to win, would anybody?
No.
Nobody would care.
Who would fault? So the next time, if we just call in a Seattle game and a National audience, somebody on Twitter can go, "You didn't root against Seattle. Who cares?" Spillane's actually, I found the quote. "It personally makes me sick hearing Tom Brady doesn't have a dog in the fight."
Yeah. I mean, like, guys are, because again, when you've won chips with these guys and you gave an organization your everything, you know, former Falcons, Mike, even though they didn't win Super Bowls, they're all in when the Falcons are right, relevant and doing well. And these guys all want to see the organization do well.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.